Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Akinchana Krishna Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of which is Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto 20th chapter verse 38 onwards. First I would like to hand over call to Suresham Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Suresham Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all wish to Srila Prabhupada. I would like to hand over call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. Here is a brief introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Akinchan Krishna Prabhuji hails from Mumbai. He dedicated full time to monastic service as Brahmacharya in ISKCON in the year 1999. He had a short stint working in the industry for 2 years in Blue Star Limited and PC Software Private Limited after completing his graduation in electronics and telecom engineering and post-graduation in business management. Served as value educator in schools, Gita for college youth, and gives seminars for corporate young professionals on stress and time management. Gita Principles for a Satisfying Life and Motivational Seminar for the Youth in ISKCON Chowpatties Prerana's Youth Festival. Prabhuji is a regular Srimad Bhagavatam speaker in ISKCON Girgaon Chowpatty. He has been taking weekly spiritual discourses for devotee communities in Panvel, Khargar and Seawoods, South Mumbai. Prabhuji also organizes 2 month spiritual trips and talks for the British sabbatical youth from the Bhaktivedanta Manor every year. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam, back to you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. I think Mataji, I couldn't see Prabhuji is not at your end. Hare Krishna, Pinja Krishna Prabhuji, please accept Mahamala Usana, always to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the call and giving your association for to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अवत्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा ऑल ऑफ यू।
हरे कृष्णा प्रभुजी।
थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर हैविंग मी विथ यू। होप माय वॉइस इज ऑडिबल टू ऑल ऑफ यू। यस इज इट सॉफ्ट टू शुड स्पीक फर्दर और सो ओके।
यस प्रभुजी वी कैन हियर।
ओके सो second. I have to display the screen. Yes, so 5:20:38. Yes, so reading from the 5th canto, 20th chapter, text number 38. Eta val loka vinyasu man lakshana samsthavir विचिन्तितः कविभिः सतु पञ्चाशत् कोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभागोऽयम् लोकालोकाचलः। Translation: Learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions, and propensities to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular symptoms, measurements and locations. With great deliberation, they have established the truth that the distance between Sumeru and the mountain known as Loka Loka is 1/4 of the diameter of the universe. Or in other words, 1 billion miles. Yes, 1 billion miles. So, purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given accurate astronomical information about the location of Lokalok mountain, the movements of the sun globe, and the distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe. However, the technical terms used in the astronomical calculations given by the Jyotirveda are difficult to translate into English. Therefore, to satisfy the reader, we may include the exact Sanskrit statement given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which records exact calculations regarding universal affairs. So as you can see, this purport is full of Sanskrit verses given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which even Srila Prabhupada has not translated. So what can I say on this topic? Well, I have some diagrams which I can show you, and obviously it's going to be a short class because it's very technical, and previously I had given a class on this similar theme, and I had covered points which I intended to speak in terms of the lessons that we can learn. Everything else is just information, okay? But the lessons which you learn from the verses actually bring about transformation. So anyways, if I have to give you just information, so be it. Let's look into that. So here it is said that the distance between Sumeru, that means the mountain at the center of the Bhumandala plain, and the mountain known as Loka Lok is 1/4 of the diameter. Yes, 1/4 the diameter. So the diameter, 1/4 of the diameter means it's half of the radius. Is it not? Half of the radius. That means the distance between the edge of the Loka Loka mountain and Sumeru is half of till the edge. That means between the Sumeru and the edge of the universe, Loka Loka is somewhere in between. Yes. So I have a diagram which our devotees have prepared, and I would like to project that for you so that it becomes more relatable. So yes, so so can you see this one, or which one can you see?
Yeah, the circle one, Prabhuji.
You can see the circle one?
Yes, yes, yes.
Hold on 1 second. I'll project one at a time. Okay, this one. Yes, can you see this?
Yes, Prabhuji, circle one, yes.
Yeah, okay. So now let's just go through this chart. All the dimensions here are in million yojanas. Okay, one yojan is approximately 8 miles. So consider it that way. So this is the disk, that is the Bhumandal disk. And at the center is Sumeru Mountain, the mountain of gold. The whole disk diameter is 500 million yojanas. Half of that is 250. And as I said, this is the Loka Lok mountain. Yes. So can you see this Loka Lok mountain? Yes. So here, so this is the beginning of the Loka Lok mountain, and this is the end of Loka Lok mountain. So what the Loka Lok mountain does is it divides this plane, earth plane, into two. That means one which is within and one which is outside. Yes. Now the reason why this has been made gray is because there is no light in this area. These mountains are so huge that they go even above the sun and above the moon and all other luminous objects that are there in the upper planetary systems. So there is no light in this gray area. So the light is completely blocked. Also, the place beyond Loka Loka mountain is uninhabited. There is nobody living in that area. It's dark and uninhabited. And as it was already discussed that, or probably it will be discussed, that the Lord has placed 4 colossal elephants on the 4 cardinal points on this mountain, north, south, east, and west. in order to balance the universe. And the Lord Himself resides on this mountain. Yes. So anyway, let us take a look into this since we are here on this diagram. So as we can see here, the central point is the mountain itself, called as the Sumeru, the mountain of gold, which is in the form of an inverted cone like this. And that is in an island of Jambudweep. Yes, so Jambudweep is 0.1 million yojanas. Then comes the salt water ocean, which is of the same length. It's circular, it's like a moat. As you can see that it is like an island, a round, like a ring-like island surrounded by a moat-like ocean. And that way, and again an island, and again an ocean that way. So the salt water ocean is of the same dimension, that is 0.1 million yojanas. Then the second island is Plakshadweep, which is 0.2 million yojanas, followed by the sugarcane juice ocean, which is 0.2 million miles. I'm sorry, yojanas. Million yojanas, yes. Then comes the Shalmali Dweep, which is of 0.4 million yojanas, followed by the Liquor Ocean, which is again 0.4 million yojanas. As you can see that they are multiples, yes? The second is twice. The second island and ocean is twice the previous one. So it's 0.1, 0.2, 0.4, 0.8, that way. Double that way. So if you see the diagram is not to scale, because if you would have made it to scale, it would have been blown out of proportion. It would not have been able, we would have not been able to accommodate it into the screen or into any book. You know, the smallest island, the Jambudweep Island, would be literally a dot. You would not be able to see it. So therefore, for that purpose, it is not made to scale. But you can see that the oceans and the islands are becoming bigger and bigger as you go outwards, towards the edge of the universe. So then comes the island of Kaunchadweep, which is 1.6 million yojanas. Then the Milk Ocean, which is 1.6 million yojanas. Then Shakadweep, which is 3.2 million yojanas, followed by the Emulsified Yogurt Ocean of 3.2 million yojanas. The Pushkardweep, 6.4 million yojanas, the Sweet Drinking Water Ocean, which is 6.4 million yojanas, followed by the Golden Island, as it is explained, a shiny mirror-like surface. Anything dropped in this island will never be found again. So that is the Golden Island, which is 15.75 million yojanas, then followed by the Lokalok Mountains, which is under discussion and consideration. So it extends up to 82.2 million yojanas. It's that wide. It's that wide, yes. So that way. And it begins somewhere between Mount Meru, somewhere halfway between Mount Meru and the edge of the universe. Yes, halfway between, as it was explained, that is quarter of the diameter. So that means half of the radius, which means it begins somewhere midway between the mountain and the edge of the universe. Then followed by the Aloka Varsha. Alok means one which is uninhabited, the dark region where there is no light and no habitation. And then followed by an open space of 3.4 million yojanas. And the sun is as it is explained, it was explained previously, that the sun has its chariot wheel on this Manasottara mountain. Yes, Manasottara mountain. Which is on Pushkar Dweep. Yes, here. Four. And here we can see Devadhani, the abode of Indra, is on this island. Then Samyamani, which is the abode of Yamaraj, is also on this island, as you can see here at the bottom. Yes, second. Then Nimlochani, the abode of Varuna, is again on this side, on the west side. And Vibhavari is the abode of moon on the north side. So the sun and all these gods' resorts are also on this island. The island which contains the Manasottara mountain. Yes, actually every island has got a mountain and a tree. You might have already noticed that in your previous readings. So much for this. I will again now show you another diagram which may make it clear for you. Now, is this visible to you? Yes? Is this screen visible? Now, I've presented a different picture. Can you see a picture which is different from the previous one?
Yes, Prabhuji. Okay.
So now here you can see a vertical cross section of the universe. All right. Again, this is not to scale. So now you can see the Lokalok mountain here. Yes, which was just described. You can see how high it is. It is higher than the sun, the orbit of the moon, and also all luminous objects like Mercury and Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, and Venus, which apparently, which reflects the light of the sun. So as a result, this area beyond Lokalok mountains is dark. So now you're getting a vertical view of the universe. Yes, then, so you can see this from down. Let us begin from bottom. This is the shell of the universe. Yes, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 layered shell of the universe: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. And it is half filled with the Garbhodak ocean. Yes. And there is Lord Ananta, who is situated below, and he is supporting this disc on his head, the Mubandala on his head. Yes. And Lord Garbhodakashayi Vishnu is residing on his coils here. And as you know that previously from his navel, the lotus sprouted, Brahma was born. And out of that lotus stem, all this was created. Now you can no longer see the lotus or the lotus stem, but you can see the universe. So, this brown section here represents the disk of Bhumandal with the 7 lokas below earth plane. Patal, Vital, Sutal, Sutala, Patal, Mahatal, Rasatal, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal, and Patal. The dimensions are also given here. So they are underground subterranean hellish planets If people ask or people wonder where is hell, it is below the earth. The scientists are still wondering what is below the earth. And there are pathways to, you know, the underground pathways, cave structures, and even below, from below the ocean, one can enter towards and go towards the hellish regions. In fact, the oceans are actually nothing but Ganges water. The ocean were dug out, you know, by the sons of Sagar Maharaj, so that the Ganges can percolate towards the hellish regions. So actually the ocean is actually a pathway. Bottom of the ocean is a pathway to the hellish planets. So all these planets, the seven Atal, all these seven planets are below the earth. And in the center is, this is the Jambudvip. This somewhere here, yes, not the whole brown thing, yes, but somewhere here is Jambudvip, the central island. Now all the oceans, different oceans have not been shown here, but that way. So you can see the orbits of the different planets now, the higher planets, the Siddhas, Charanas, Ketu, Rahu, who block the sun's and the moon's light, yes, from reaching the earth, which is somewhere here. I hope you can see my cursor, yes. And contrary to the modern belief that the sun is further away from the earth, the Vedic scriptures say that the sun is closer to the earth than the moon. In that sense, you see, I mean, the height sense, from the Bhumandala, when the scriptures say it's the sun is closer, it means that to the Bhumandal, okay, not to the earth as per se. So as you can see that the Bhumandal is slopey here, the earth is closer, moon is higher, in that sense. These are the orbits, and above that is 28 nakshatras, and Venus and Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Saptarishis, Dhruva Lok, and above that is Mar Lok, Jana Lok, Tapa Lok, Satya Lok. This is the abode of Brahma. He also has a resort here on the top of Mount Meru. Just as we may have resort like Chopardi has a resort in Govardhanika village. Sometimes we go there and stay for holidays. So Brahma also comes down and lives on this, has meetings along with all the gods here on the top of this golden cone-like mountain. And this abode, as you can see, is the abode of Yakshas and Rakshasas. And Mahatattva is here. And beyond that is the Vaikuntha planets or the spiritual world. The dimensions are also given according to the descriptions of the Bhagavatam. Yes, so million yojanas. Hare Krishna. So that is about it that the verse is describing. If there is anything, any discussions, if there is any questions, we can take it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Babaji. Thank you so much, Babaji.
And so, yes, Kavi Karanapur Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Baba. Hare Krishna, Babu. Dada, Pranam, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. So, Prabhu, with all this detailed geographical explanation, what is the intent of the Sukadev Goswami explaining this to Mara Parishit when he has only 7 days to live?
Okay, so that's what I said, that previously when I spoke on this theme, I mentioned it, that the Lord, being the engineer of this universe, is trying to describe all the details of the universe in order to emphasize that there is no place here which is eternal. When Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, ఆ బ్రహ్మ భువన లోక పునరావర్తను అర్జున మాం ఉపేత్రితు కౌంతేయ పునర్జన్మన విత్యతే, విచ్ మీన్స్ దాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ అప్ టు ది పాతాల్ లోక పునరావర్తను, ఇట్ ఇస్ అ టెంపరీ ప్లేస్, దట్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ ప్లేస్ వేర్ యూ విల్ హావ్ టు కమ్ బ్యాక్. పునర్ అవర్తన అర్జున మాం ఉపేత్య, బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ కమ్ టు మై అబోర్డ్ దెన్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ టెంపరీ వర్ల్డ్. సో హియర్ ఇస్ అ లిటరల్ ఎలాబరేషన్ అండ్ డీటెయిలింగ్ ఆఫ్, ఐ మీన్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత ఇట్ వాస్ జస్ట్ a very concise a kind of condensed way of speaking it. But then, as I said previously, that this, you know, the Bhagavatam was spoken not just for people in the age of Kali Yuga, it was meant for people in all ages, and Bhagavatam resides in every planet, and even the gods are reading it and they are having superior intelligence, and they need that, you know, the for their intelligence to know all the details. They are very inquisitive. So the Lord has described all these details. Okay, you want to know the universe, so be it here. So when you study, you actually understand and you realize that none of these places are permanent. They are limited. And also you read in the Bhagavatam that all these places, the inhabitants are also are karma. Karma Mishrit, that means your karma takes you there. And there are problems even in heaven, which we hear that, you know, the Indra is at war with the Asuras and Devasura Sangram, and there is jealousy within them, there is insecurity, and as a result, you go there and you cannot be happy. You know, you go there, you cannot be happy, and therefore Prabhupada wrote that, you know, book Easy Journey to Higher Planets. A man is indeed trying to go to the moon and all that with those modern contraptions. So Prabhupada said that that is really not going anywhere. You're not going. The real going is actually through your karma, you know, through your karmic qualifications. So that is the basic intent, in order to elaborate, to satisfy the intellect of the intellectuals who would like to know about the universe. Aren't we inquisitive? Aren't we, you know, looking into the sky with our telescopes, and we are sending these, you know, things into space, trying to observe, trying to... Man is inquisitive about the universe. So, yes, so this is... Therefore, it was mentioned before the in the verse that this is the true description of the universe. You know, I mean, the scientists, they say that, you know, they have their own understanding of the universe. They don't know about these things, the mountain and, you know, all these things. But the sages say that there is much more than what you see, the subtle existence. It's quite intriguing, isn't it? I was personally, I was very intrigued when I heard the description of the universe. Very intrigued. I wanted to know more, and, you know, so that's why I think it is there, and so that we don't desire to go there.
So thank you very much, Prabhu. And also, Prabhu, there was one devotee who was giving lecture the other day, and he was mentioning that because when Prabhupada was on the planet, Prabhupada said that the scientists never went to the other planet, to the moon. And because of this, some devotee became angry.
Prabhu went to another planet?
Prabhu?
Prabhupada went to another planet.
No, Prabhupada said that the scientists have never went to the moon.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of this, some devotees who are very, you know, who have this inclination towards scientists, even some of them became angry with Prabhupada. How can Prabhupada say that? So this devotee was saying that Prabhupada said that the scientists have not gone to other planet, but maybe in the future they may be able to go to other planet.
Uh huh.
So what do you think about this? Is it possible that time will come, because we can see even nowadays, you see all this Hollywood, they make all movies of other planets with different, yeah, you know, creatures and all this thing. It means that they, just like what you said, that they are really inquisitive about all these other planets. So do you think that it will be possible one day that they will eventually break through and go to all these other planets, probably?
See, we have already been going to other planets with mystic yoga practices and things like that. But with the modern contraptions, it's not possible. Prabhupada said that, you know, it's like going into a country without a visa. You may take a flight to the country, but then you'll be stopped at the airport. So you will see the country just from the outside. You will not be able to get access into the, you know, actual place. So just like that, you may enter into a very gross physical existence of that place. Maybe you will see sand and rock, and you know what the people went to the moon. They said that they saw like it was like a desert. But according to a Vedic description, the moon has gods living there and all those things. But they didn't see anything there. So that we understand that even though they might have gone there physically, but because they didn't have the qualifications necessary, they didn't get access into the real existence of the moon. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Haribo.
Anybody have questions? Please go ahead. If no one have any further questions, we can end the call here, Prabhuji, with your permission.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful class for an enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you and we look forward to your association again and again in the future. Let's pay our obeisance to Prabhuji.
आप सब भक्त वृंद की जय. ऑल
ग्लोरी टू गॉड. थैंक यू सो मच प्रभुजी.
थैंक यू सो मच.
हरि बोल. थैंक यू. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.